There you go.
The back page on the back there.
Oh, but we're gonna go back here, right?
Yeah, we'll go back in the back.
Okay, we're going back, okay.
We will reconvene the recessed council meeting. And I don't think I need a motion to do that because we are just reconvening the recessed meeting.
I don't know, but did we motion out in the last meeting with the recess?
No, we just reconvened and we probably gonna have to give him the powers of clerk again.
Right.
Yes.
And this must sound really ignorant, but the meeting we are reconvening from was?
The February 28th town council meeting.
Okay.
Okay, I need a motion to allow the.
Think we ought to amend, well.
Yeah, because you weren't the clerk at the last one.
Right, but don't you have a motion to amend the agenda?
Okay, yeah, we, well.
We would have to make him the clerk before there's anything, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I guess so, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
So we'd need a motion to designate me as.
The clerk for this meeting.
Acting temporary clerk.
For this meeting.
This meeting, with such duties to terminate at the end of this meeting.
So moved, second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. So now, Mr. Attorney, you're the clerk too. So now we need a motion to amend the agenda to go in executive session, correct?
That's how I understand, yes.
And do we need to, at this point, put the reason for executive session or wait till we amend the motion?
I think that the motion for executive session is independent of the motion to amend the agenda.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have, we're gonna amend it. I need a motion to amend the agenda.
I make a motion to amend the agenda.
Second.
Motion and second, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Now, we have to state what we're going to do.
So now, we would need a motion.
To go into executive.
To go into executive session.
Okay.
The motion, we need a motion and it can be made.
But don't we have to have a specific?
Yes, and I'm gonna read that because I got the motion in writing.
Yes, you need to read that first, okay.
This is a contract?
Yes, it is a consideration and discussion of prospective candidates.
Okay.
Okay. So it is hereby moved that the town council of Bluefield, Virginia enter into a closed meeting pursuant to section 2.2-3711A1 of the Code of Virginia of 1950 as amended. The specific purpose for this motion is to discuss the following matters. Discussion and consideration of prospective candidates for employment with such closed meeting being confined to that subject. And there would need to be a motion.
I move.
Second.
Motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I think this has to go roll call.
Well.
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
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 Everybody says yes.
Okay.
Do we need another motion if we want to talk about something else?
Yes, it would.
I thought we could only go in one at a time then.
You can state as many as you.
I don't think so, I think we can exact session. So.
But I thought we were gonna keep this short.
That's all of mine.
Let's forget it, let's go ahead and do this.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just going off what we said the other day.
We're fine, we're fine. So we're ready to go in executive session?
Yes, we are.
Then let's go.
Should we, Alan, this has nothing to do with this, I'm just gonna ask you something. Should we get a course on like Robert's rules and how we should? Should we have to read out the motions ourselves except for a list?
I've dropped you a cheat sheet.
I don't think that's necessary.
You got a cheat sheet.
If it's on record and.
Okay.
Somebody says so moved.
I will just say this, I think we need somebody to come in and talk to us about Robert's rules. Does anybody else agree?
Well.
Because I don't think sometimes we follow it. I'm not saying you, it's not you, I just think over the years we're just not following it. I don't think we all know exactly what Robert's.
You know, Mr. Presley, I think there's sort of, oh gosh, how would you put it?
Second.
Oh, okay, right, I'm sorry, you're right, you're right. I'm still doing this.
Let me make sure this is.
You that tell me when to go. Okay, I make a motion to come back to the regular session.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Would you read the certification, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor and Council, whereas the town council of Bluefield, Virginia convened a closed meeting on March 2nd, 2023 pursuant to a duly adopted motion attached hereto, and such closed meeting was convened in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and Whereas the Town Council of Bluefield, Virginia returned to its open meeting held on March 2nd, 2023. Now, therefore, the Council of the Town of Bluefield, Virginia hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under the Virginia Freedom of Information Act were discussed in the closed meeting held on March 2nd, 2023, to which this certification applies, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening such closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Council of the Town of Bluefield, Virginia in such closed meeting. Mr. Wright?
Yes.
Mr. Holman?
Yes.
Mr. Holt?
Yes.
Mr. Presley?
Yes.
Ms. Payne?
Yes.
Mr. Tribb?
Yes.
Mr. Langus?
Yes. Now I need to make, well, we're already back in regular session.
You are.
So I have a motion to make, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
I'm going to make the motion that this council provide direction to the employees of the town that no town employee should have any contact with prospective candidates for employer, and that further direction be provided that only the town attorney should have communications with prospective employers at this time.
I second.
We got a motion and a second. You probably ought to call the roll on that one.
Mr. Wright?
Yes.
Mr. Holman?
Yes.
Mr. Holt?
Yes.
Mr. Presley?
Yes.
Ms. Payne?
Yes.
Mr. Trigg?
Yes.
Mr. Landis?
I don't have a vote.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Do we have anything else?
Did you want to talk about the...
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Rec department?
That's up to y'all.
Yeah, I might as well just do it.
Yeah.
We got an email this week about Jeff Sizemore's not going to be the recreation department person. What should we do? So that's what the email says. So I guess we'll open the floor up for discussion on what shall we do?
So is he going to be the interim until we find one?
I think he quit the other day.
He's doing a walkthrough through the pool, the email said, to look at the pool.
So he quit. I thought he said he didn't want to do it, but he actually quit that. He's just over the trash and the records.
Correct. That's what it sounds like in the email. Is that what you got? Yeah.
Okay. So in the absence of a manager, I mean, obviously it would be better if we could have somebody that was willing to do it in the interim, but I mean, we ask a lot of our folks already. I mean, you know, they do a lot. They all wear a lot of different hats. I would say, in a normal situation, if we had a manager right now, it would be inappropriate for us to interview prospective candidates for that. However, because you know we're in a different situation right now, I don't think it would be inappropriate for this board to run an ad that says, "Hey, look, we're seeking resumes and applications for a rec director," and that the board would interview and hire for that position, because it is a very important position moving forward. I don't know how you feel about it. I normally wouldn't want to get involved.
I agree.
Jeff has one through the email that he had.
He has what?
One email. Oh. He had one.
One what?
Well,
one
but applicant. We need to post it.
Yeah, you need to post it for sure.
Run it for a period of maybe 2 weeks. See what we have, do a first review, and if we don't like what we have, we can run it for another 2 weeks.
Well, and something I was thinking about after I saw his email, that, you know, maybe I shouldn't say, about Heather coming back. I think, and maybe not coming back, but at least apply, because she knows the pool. She knows Harmony Acres.
That's going to be a point of contention, these pools will. As I was telling the mayor, if we're just now starting to line up resources to open Harmony Acres,
yeah,
we're 6 months behind.
Absolutely.
So it's essential that we hire it soon. And I think what you said was probably correct. I mean, you know, if she's interested in the position, obviously, you know, she can apply for the full-time director. Obviously, she has knowledge. I think it would be beneficial to the council to consider that and, you know, offer an interview. But I would like to, I'm like you, I'd like to post it. I think that, you know, we can do an initial review and, you know, we run it for 2 weeks. We do an initial review of the applications, and then we can interview at our next council meeting after that.
Sounds good to me.
Are you setting boundaries or whatever they need? Or are you just putting in there rec department director needed?
I mean, I think we need to run a, you know, the ad with as rec director, but we also need to list the job description for that.
Absolutely.
We should
yes.
have one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
we,
what I was.
Yeah. We should have one.
But okay, before we run the ad, can we review the job description?
Yes.
I would think you would. I don't know, according to the email, if he's already quit. It didn't sound like it if he's going to look at the pool next week.
I took it that he's going to walk through the pool, see what all it needs. That's the only way out.
Yeah, that's all the responsibility being him.
Right. He sees a lot more responsibility than
my thought with would his be, age. What if I went and talked to him and say, what do you want to do? I mean, are you willing to be the go-to person right now until it's advertised and someone is hired? Wow. And then report back to you all, or
I think we look.
Do we?
I think that's fair.
I mean,
do what?
Go talk to him. I can do that tomorrow, and say, have you quit? I mean, are you done? And he'll either say yes or no. And if he says, I'm going to look at the pool and this, that, and there, I can say, well, the board talked about it tonight, and they would like to know, are you going to try to stay for a week, 2 weeks, a month, until a person is hired? And if he said, no, I'm leaving next week, then I'll report that back to everybody. I mean, I'm not there to ask him to stay. I'm not there to beg him to stay. All we need to know, I think, as the town council is, when are you going to leave? And if you are, what are you? He says according to the email, he's going to not be the director any longer. But it didn't say that it's effective today, tomorrow, that, you know, that type of
thing. I think it's a fair question coming from the role right now.
Yeah.
And then leaving the role, you know, is he amenable to taking on, you know, fulfilling those duties until we can get somebody? I don't think that's unreasonable to ask.
Yeah. I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What type of salary are we talking on that recreation?
I don't know, Mr. Craig. Got to be up to you all.
It's posted.
We're talking about.
It's posted in those figures that James emailed several weeks ago.
Do you remember what it was?
Well, they reached out to
the guy. It's 25 to 27.
Oh, have it.
Do what?
It's 25. So 25 to 27.
And you usually ask. Absolutely not. But they've reached out for direction.
Oh, when he brought their salary.
It's in that salary email.
First for me, it's issue.
I mean, I didn't go. God, Greg was 6, 55, 58.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but he's been here for years leading up, so they knocked
well,
him back.
Well, Heather was 40,
son. So, Mayor,
43? Uh-huh, yeah, go ahead.
We have two managers, and you did bring a good point, Alan. Is this not the manager's position? They've reached out to us for guidance on how to proceed on that. That's the reason I think it's appropriate. Normally, I'd say it's highly appropriate. But they do have the ability as managers to assign duties. And to employees. So if they need to find a few people to take on some duties, and maybe you assign that to various different people, that way it's not such a heavy load for one person. In the interim, that would probably be appropriate, so we can go ahead and start working on some of the things that we would need to do for our spring checklist, so to speak, so we're not behind. I mean, that's
we're
well
behind.
Within their authority as managers.
We're behind. Well, I don't know that that's true. And the reason I say I don't know that that's true for the managers is when we told them that it would be interim, that they would only be taken care of day to day. Anything else would come to me. I would come to you all. You all would, and that's what we're doing right now. You all would come to me with what you want to do, and I would tell them. That's what we told them in it, back there. And that obviously hasn't happened.
Well,
in a lot of means.
I don't know that I want to get into the day-to-day business, obviously, but I do think that they have the authority to appoint duties to other employees, and we just need to tell them, now, look, I mean, we can't just leave it up in the air. I mean, make sure that the job's getting done, make sure that we are doing the things we traditionally do, find people to help you with that.
And you can't accept the position to say, I just don't want to do it because you have another position, I don't think, can you?
You know,
go ahead, Mr. Drake.
I don't even know if I'm good. I was thinking when I saw what Jeff had put that in there, I was just thinking he was saying he just don't want the position, but I think he'll do up until you can get somebody in.
That's what I was thinking.
I kind of took it at that.
He's a pretty daggone good guy.
And that would be best case scenario, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That way we'll have to, you know, say make a decision tonight or you know, we got a little
sooner or later on who's going to fill the position.
But he just don't want to have.
He don't want it forever.
Right.
Well, he would have the ability, or you would think that they would give him the ability to ask for help if he needed it throughout. Then that way you don't have to put it on the two interims to look for, okay, we're going to find Desiree out here. She's going to go work on the parks and whatever. Mm-hmm. If Jeff is willing, let him delegate if he can find somebody throughout. If he's willing, I think he's willing to stay until we
get somebody.
We can get somebody. I mean, I agree. It's not our position to get no one.
No.
But at this time and point, we need to put that application out there in the advertise it and get going on it. Because if not, we're another month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm. We're done.
We're done.
I got one more thing. Kathy's got a voice now. I think we should put, and I don't want to say a freeze on hiring, but even to ask other employees to step in, whatever. I think that it at this point, it needs to come by council, which I agree, it's not our job. And I think we've got to put a freeze on spending. When I looked at all those
checks,
and stuff we don't even know about is being bought.
I mean, I looked at Fincastle today and my eyes blew up.
Look at all the others.
Oh, I know, but I mean, it's across the board.
I got an answer for Fincastle today. Because one was 57,000 and one was like 6,500. Mm-hmm. And I said, John, I don't feel like that should come out of Fincastle's budget because we bought the elephant. But it didn't. It did today, but the money's some kind of grant that was got.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting it back. Now, that's something that we should know.
Absolutely.
Because we didn't know that we got $5,000 out there spent, and we got a grant or some part of a grant or something for it. We're real bad, and it's been this way And the fact that you don't have a full-time manager, a lot of things happen. We find out things after they happen instead of, okay, this is coming up, this is what we got to do type thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, Rick.
I do. So, you know, in lieu of the situation, we're in the process of hiring a manager, right? I think it'd be prudent for the council to consider limiting our expenditures outside of
normal everyday
expenditures and budgeted items.
Freezing, I'm in agreement 100% to freezing any more expenditures out of the ARPA because that's just the easy target right now to pay for everything out of, and we're not going to have anything left for our manager to work with. So I would be agreeable to that. I don't know that we can necessarily freeze all spending because you have to pay the bills.
But I mean,
I
going out and buying
major
hats,
insurance.
Gloves.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Are we within our bounds to set a threshold pending a new manager, Mr. Attorney?
I'll have to, Mr. Holman.
I think we can do anything.
Not
really.
Prepared to answer the question.
So could you check to make sure that we're not absolutely overstepping, that we're within our authority.
To put a limitation on non-essential type expenditures?
Or put an unbudgeted, I would say, because currently everything that's budgeted is fine, but any type of unbudgeted, I would say freeze any expenditures out of the ARPA because it is going to be gone.
Yes.
If we don't stop the spending from that now, and we're not gonna have anything for a new manager to look at.
Well, we could basically just say the council has to make approval of anything that's unbudgeted.
And could we say a limit of anything over $500 other than the normal power bills, water bills?
One thing that I don't think we're looking at, they'll find someplace in the budget to pull it out of and say this come out of this budgeted item. That's the problem is... Just because this line item's got $1,500 in it, and this line item's got zero, and we want to buy something that goes in that line item, we buy it and then take money out of here and put over there.
Good point.
And it's just a fact that just you move money here, you move money here, you move money here. And that's okay, that's what you do, because the budget's just a guideline, but it would be nice if we knew it before it happened. And it's not their fault. It's just the norm that's been going on for 3 years.
Let's take out the word approved, because you don't want to hamstring the day-to-day business.
Yeah.
And then some things are expensive, folks. I mean, you know, it's, why don't we say this? Any expenditure over X amount needs to be reported to council. Then if we have an issue with it, we can, I mean, I get the money's gone, but we can say that's absolutely unacceptable moving forward. We have to be mindful of the budget. Let's not do that again. Absolutely not. I mean, because you don't want to hamstring the day-to-day business. And I agree, we need to curb the spending. We need to make sure that we're cutting back there. I mean, obviously we're in good financial shape in Bluefield, but I mean, we only have a 5
grand amount of money too.
One thing we don't want to do is put a scare out to the public that we're going broke.
No, we're,
because we're not.
No,
we're not.
Right. We have to be mindful. We don't want frivolous spending, I think.
It's just like buying the vehicles. I mean, here we are, go buy a vehicle. Oh, y'all want to know about it?
You know, basically, that's what I was trying to say about the donations per se.
Yeah.
Somebody come in and we like the way they talk. I mean, this is the way I'm interpreting it. You know, somebody come in and we'll say, okay, we'll take care of that. Actually, not made the statement, let James look at it, and we find out before we say, we're going to give you money. Because pretty soon it starts getting out of hand, because other people coming in, friends of mine come in asking, hey, I don't mind turning them down. That's the reason why I don't have them. I said, give away too much.
Well, that's me. That's
but I'm
exactly
just making
me.
A statement, but I just feel like, you know, we need to take a look at it. Don't make a decision right then, although you might going to, you know, do it, but let the people have the money.
The thing about us is we've had plenty of money forever. Now, what's plenty of money? But, you know, things are tight. And we're still giving away, giving away, giving away, giving away. So we give, I'm just going to throw out a figure, we give away $50,000 a year, but then we want to raise this rate or whatever, have to. For instance, maybe we look at the donation part of it and say, look, we're going to cut all donations by 50%. I mean, a lot of agencies are cutting them completely out.
Yeah.
And we want to still help, but we can't do as much as we used to.
Well, I do like what Angus brought up at the last meeting or the first part of this meeting was, let's not set maybe a dollar figure on it, but let's say, hey, look, we need any requests by this date. And we can have that before budget season and maybe build like I don't know what you'd call it, but a pot of money into there to where if it's something that comes up that's exceptional circumstance, you know, you win a state championship and you want to, you know, help out with a bus. Well, we've got $7,500 where we can dip into, but once it's gone, it's gone.
You don't ask for more.
But I like the idea of putting it out there to these organizations that have asked us in the past. Maybe they don't ask us annually, but we'll take your request to try to build it into our budget. We can go through them during the budget process. If we want to fund them, we fund them. If not, we don't.
And let it be.
I like that. I do too.
Once the budget's set, there is no more donations.
There's no more. You just have to say, we're sorry, we're out, and that's our limit. But we've always
done
extended
it.
That hand
yeah,
out because
every time.
You never know.
Well, I've got another one that's come in the other day that you'll want to hear about it. I'm not going to bring it up tonight. But Alan's been good enough to come out and sit with us tonight. I don't want to hold you up forever this evening. I know everybody wants to get out of here, but. I guess we're going to let him look into whether or not you can set a cap according to the town charter, and then we can reconsider that and talk about it at the next meeting. Would that be fair to say? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Should we?
Okay, when's our next meeting?
The 13th.
The 13th.
So we need a motion to do
I've got one thing first, though. I'm going to ask each of you if you would agree with me. Our first meeting of the month, or this, you know, whatever the closest date to the beginning of the month when we meet, I would like the council, I'd like it to be an agenda item going forward that we review all of the town's financials to include, we get these in email separately.
But we never discuss.
But it needs to be a point of business. I would like to see the balance sheet, our profit and loss statement, our cash flow statement, and our transactional information, such as checks and everything else, to be reviewed, approved, subject to audit from the council.
I like it.
We do get them, but I don't think we ever bring a question unless individually to James or to whoever, but the rest of us do not know.
But it should be part of our official record.
It should be.
Absolutely. Should be. I agree.
Work session mode.
No work session.
No, no,
just an order of business.
Just an order of business. It would work.
And like I said, those are all, we would vote for approval. It would be a vote subject to audit.
So if there's anything in there that weighs out.
Well, you know, I go through all those, you know, everything that we got on there. I go through it. And if I see something way out of park, I take a, you know, extra look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
But it would be good to address that in council. And that's the way most boards operate. Yeah. It just has to be a short, you know, piece of our meeting. And because we're going to review the information before we even get here. Now, obviously, if there's something egregious, we're going to contact somebody prior to that. But it just serves, I think, as it would provide us a checks and balance on A, the budget. If we know understand the budget as it is laid out to us, right? We're going to know when something is not right. And that may also help with the problem the mayor just mentioned. You know, when transaction occurs, we're moving money out of one line item. You know, so we've got a debit there, and then it shows up as revenue in another line item. Then you know.
Yeah.
We do about 50 times more budget amendments than I've ever been through.
We do a lot of budget amendments, and I get that, you know, if we get a grant or something like that. However, I'm just talking about the regular transactional business of the town.
You know, a long time ago, they wanted to do away with those. We're getting all those sheets, you know, everything that was spent or whatever. And I said, no. I'd rather have a sheet. I'd rather see that paper because, you know, just think about how much money was lost before the computers and stuff came in, putting stuff in there. You know. And the same thing would happen. Nobody noticed, you know, what's going on the thing. At least to me, let me look at the facts. I don't have to say anything, but I can look and tell what's going on, basically.
You know, the reports that we get are after the fact. You can't do anything about it after the fact. Ray Froy always said to me that you should, first order of business at every council meeting, you should have before you all the bills that need to be paid and approve them. And then they get paid. But we've never done that.
Nah.
We've never done that.
Other towns do.
Most people do, Chuck.
Yeah, most towns do, and I'm not opposed to that. The only thing that I don't want to do is hamstring our management.
Oh, no.
Where they can't function. We don't want to do that.
Too much micromanagement.
And I certainly don't want to be in the day-to-day. But I do agree that, you know, bills that can be approved prior to should be.
Absolutely.
And other towns do it. It works. It is a really good check and balance system. But I certainly don't want to interject myself into the day-to-day and keep a commitment to do business.
Well, I'm not suggesting that we interject ourselves into the day-to-day. I'm just saying that as a council, we should be reviewing that information publicly.
I agree.
And that's where I'm going.
Yeah, 100%.
I certainly don't want somebody calling me saying, hey, can I approve to pay this bill? Absolutely.
No, I don't.
No, that's not our.
No, God would.
I don't want to.
I'll never get done.
No.
When I said approval of the financials, that means that council would take a vote and say, yes, I approve the financials.
Yeah. So do you need a motion to set the
next meeting?
So the next meeting would be March 11th at what time?
5.
So is that for the dinner? Okay,
so we need a motion for that, to set that.
We do, don't we, Alan?
I think so. Okay,
we need a motion.
I'm make the motion to set a meeting at March 11th at 5 p.m. to be an executive session, and the purpose of that would be for the interview of prospective candidates.
A second.
And the location.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And then you say, what date is that now?
Saturday the 11th.
Not this Saturday.
At 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5. That's when dinner will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your wives are invited.
How many wives you got, Trey?
I know. Look at those eyes.
Would you loan Presley one?
At this stage,
One. but anyway, that's the purpose of the bid.
So you have a motion and a second.
And we have a motion and a second. You want to call the roll or do it?
Sure. Mr. Wright?
Yes.
Mr. Holmes?
Yes.
Mr. Holt?
Yes.
Mr. Presley?
Yes.
Ms. Payne?
Yes.
Mr. Trigg?
Yes.
And then you need a motion for the next meeting, which would be make a motion to hold a regular council meeting on
March 13th.
March 13th at 7:30 p.m.
Okay. No 5 o'clock.
No 5 o'clock.
7:30. 7:30. The regular meeting time. We got a motion and a second for the meeting to be held on the 13th, the next meeting, second meeting. I guess we can just do it by all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. We have no opposition, so that's when the next meeting will be.
Okay, and I'm going to make a motion that we close this meeting.
Yes.
Second.
Yeah. A second.
We adjourn.
Adjourn, yes.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. We're full of ayes.
We're full of something.